Germany's parliament held a special discussion last night on anti-Semitism. In the first 3 months of this year, German authorities registered a sharp increase in anti-Jewish violence. But what prompted the session last night was not the violence, but controversial remarks about Israel made by a leader of one of Germany's political parties. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
The newspaper headlines here have been screaming about a paradigm shift and the breaking of taboos for the past 2 weeks. All of a sudden, they've written, Jews in Israel have become fair game in Germany. The national obsession reached fever pitch last night with a special parliamentary session devoted to condemning anti-Semitism.
Keinen Wahlkampf mit Antisemitismus. Am wenigsten die Juden, die hier leben.
Dass der Antisemitismus in Deutschland eine Chance hat.
An all-star roster of Germany's leading politicians outdid one another in an effort to condemn the man who touched off the controversy, Jürgen Molemann, vice chairman of the Free Democratic Party. Earlier this year, Molemann said he would strap on explosives and blow himself up too if he were a Palestinian. 2 weeks ago, he defended a party colleague who compared the Israeli army to the Nazis. Molemann then attacked Michel Friedman, a Jewish community leader, for allegedly provoking anti-Semitism. Friedman quickly went on the offensive.
This is one of the oldest stereotypes of anti-Semitism pictures, saying that if the Jew is not behaving as the majority wants, the majority is obliged to boss him how he has to conduct himself.
Jürgen Molemann was under heavy pressure from his fellow Free Democrats to apologize. The party is hoping to join the next coalition government. Today, he did offer an apology.
Die wir bekämpfen müssen.
Should I have hurt the feelings of Jewish people with these comments, he said, I want to apologize to them.
Möchte ich mich bei diesen entschuldigen.
But Molemann has managed to capitalize on the controversy as well. He's cast himself as a valiant challenger of the post-war belief that Germany, perpetrator of the Holocaust, cannot criticize Israel or Jews. It's a widely held view here and has created a backlash, particularly among young Germans.
Germans are afraid to speak against Israel, and I think that's no good for Germany.
I feel a little bit restricted. If I would criticize Israel in public, then they mostly could say you are anti-Semitic.
But recent demonstrations across Germany suggest many here are not so leery. Thousands of Germans have taken to the streets in support of the Palestinian cause over the past year. One of them is Christian Sterzing, a member of parliament who represents the German Green Party. Politician Jürgen Molemann is simply exploiting a myth, says Sterzing.
And I think the tricky thing of Mr. Molemann right now is that he is suggesting that there is a taboo, and he tries to pretend that he's very courageous by breaking this taboo. But in fact, there is no taboo of criticism towards Israel in Germany.
Sterzing also notes that the debate over anti-Semitism in Germany is marked by the absence of Jewish input. Deirdre Berger, director of the American Jewish Committee in Berlin, agrees.
The discourse about Israel in the Mideast is largely a non-Jewish discourse in Germany. The Jewish community is minuscule. There are voices in the Jewish community that contribute to this discourse, but it's primarily a non-Jewish discourse in Germany.
Volker Perthes of the German Institute for International Affairs agrees that non-Jewish Germans have engaged in an open discourse about Israel for years. The German media, he notes, have been widely critical of Israel over the past year. The notion that this topic is somehow taboo, he says, is a product of German neurosis.
It comes from inside Germany to a very large extent. Of course, it is the way that post-war Germany has dealt with its own past.
The problem, says Perthes, is that increasingly Jews get blamed for allegedly muzzling open debate here, even though they have little to do with the discussion. But the national discussion over whether Germans can criticize Israel has been good news for the Free Democrats. Since Vice Chairman Jürgen Molemann made his controversial remarks, party membership has risen. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.